Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we have a special guest with us this morning, somebody that I've known for a couple of years now.
Yes.
And her name is Dara Flanagan, who is here with the American Legion.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me on, Miss Meg. I adore you.
I adore you, too. So, so much to talk about. This is kind of an exciting event coming up. I got to know Dara when we were in Leadership Pensacola's class of 2024.
Greatest class ever.
Greatest class ever, GRATEST.
That's right. God bless typos.
There's a whole story behind that, but we'll save that for another time. Let's use our time wisely here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Dara had sent me an email about an event that's coming up, which, by the way, supports an organization that we've had on this show, Rally Foundation.
Yes.
So we had Jessica Sedaria on recently, as a matter
Love
of fact.
Them.
Yeah. So tell me, first of all, tell me how you gotten involved with American Legion, what your connection is. And you know, I was going to ask you, as much, and this is sort of embarrassing, so it's a little confession, as much as I've known about veterans organizations, I drive, I see American Legion post 452, 237. You know,
right.
I don't really understand or know what it is myself.
Sure.
I mean, I just don't know.
You know, that's a very common.
Kind of embarrassed to say that. I know it's a veterans organization, and I kind of have an idea. But
sure.
Can you tell us about the origins of it and what it's all about?
Well, sure. So the American Legion is a veterans service organization. So my post is post 378 in Gulf Breeze.
Is that the one that's right there next to Sandpiper Village?
It used to be, but we just got a new building.
Oh.
We moved in May to our brand new location.
Where is that?
4656 Gulf Breeze Parkway, almost across the street from Dave's Oyster Bar.
Oh,
if you know where that is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so we were very excited. You know, I got into it because my husband is a veteran.
Okay.
And I grew up around military bases my whole life. My father was Department of Defense.
Oh,
he was an
okay.
intelligence chief with the military.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Which branch of the service?
He did different ones.
Okay.
He worked for the Air Force. He worked for the Army.
Of course. Yeah.
My grandfather was in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
My uncles and my father-in-law are Vietnam veterans.
Okay. Well, father was World War II in the Navy, and my brother was Army helicopter pilot in Vietnam.
So you can be a member of the American Legion Auxiliary.
I could be?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
I thought it was only for the actual veteran.
Yeah. So it's set up really neat.
Huh.
We have the American Legion, the Legionnaires. They're the first and foremost members because they are the veterans. They are the one who have served their country and, you know, and then, but of course, you know, the families serve as well.
Okay. Well, yes, they do.
Right. And so there's different, and they're called entities within the American Legion. The first one is the Sons of the American Legion. That is gentlemen who may not have served themselves, but their father, grandfather, uncle, child served in the military. And it's used as a support entity for the Legionnaires. I'm a member of the American Legion Auxiliary, and that is for spouses, male or female, of veterans, or if you are father, grandfather, sister, brother, child served, then you can be a member of the American Legion Auxiliary.
So I could be an auxiliary.
You can absolutely be
an
auxiliary.
I had no idea to this moment. That is so cool.
It's really neat, you guys. And then we have...
How do you know what post you're in? How does that all... So that's a national system, I'm assuming.
We do have a national system. And really what the biggest thing that our national commander does is lobby Congress for veterans' rights.
Mm-hmm.
The American Legion is... The reason that we have the VA bill.
Okay.
The GI bill.
Mm-hmm.
The VA health.
So how long has it been in existence?
I don't want to speak out of school, but I'm pretty sure it was 1919. It was formed right after World War I.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
So we also have junior members.
Now, what is that?
Junior members as children of veterans.
Oh, of course.
You know, anyone who's like under 18 and not available to join the actual entities yet.
Right.
And really what it is it's not only a place for the families and the veterans to come together and have camaraderie with people who know exactly what they've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're on the other side of what someone's just going into.
Right.
And they can actually talk in a compassionate and totally understanding way.
Well, having when people have been there,
yeah,
then you can be more candid about what your experience was.
Exactly.
And I just know a lot of veterans who don't like talking with laymen or people who haven't been there about their experience.
Exactly. And sometimes it's just sitting there and sharing a drink next to someone who's been there, you know, in that comfortable soldier silence.
Right. Safe.
You know, safe. It's a safe place for them to come and just be, you know, and everyone understands the wounds that we see and the wounds that we don't see.
Yes.
You know, and so, but we're also give the veterans and their families an opportunity to continue their mission of service. Because anyone that joins the military that wasn't drafted, but many who were drafted, did it because they want to serve a higher purpose. They want to make a difference. And so when they leave the military, that loss of sense of purpose and mission is a huge contributor.
I've never thought about it, but that makes so much sense.
Yeah, it's a huge contributor to depression, to a lot of the different mental health challenges, to just reacclimating from a military life into a civilian life.
Well, the sense of purpose would be one factor, I'm sure, but also the sense of a team and camaraderie and brothers and sisters. Then you're suddenly on your own again in the sort of the quote-unquote real world.
Yeah.
And you're by yourself.
Yeah, and so the American Legion provides a place not only for them to come together, but for them to serve the community as well through all sorts of fundraising. So a lot of people don't know that our main thing is to give back to our community. Veterans serving the community.
Gotcha.
Right? So that we have goals, we have challenges, we have causes, we're very involved. In fact, the American Legion Post 378 in Gulf Breeze in 2023 was voted Nonprofit of the Year by the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce because of things like the event, the fourth annual Childhood Cancer Awareness Rally and Ride that we're going to talk about in just a minute.
Yeah, so that's a tease. So if you're listening, don't go away because that's coming up on what's the date for that one?
That is September 6th.
Okay, September 6th.
We start at the Legion and then we have several stops that are incredibly poignant, and the whole thing is to support the families of children undergoing childhood cancer, and that's why we work with Rally, because it's about the children and the families,
right?
And there's a lot of backstory to why our post is so committed to this. I can't wait to share it.
Okay, well, we're going to hear all about that in just a couple minutes. We have had Jessica on the show with the Rally Foundation, which they do so much for children with cancer.
Yes.
And so now we have an event that the American Legion is hosting and sponsoring for the fourth year in a row.
Yes.
So we're going to tell you all about the ride coming up in September in just a couple minutes. So don't go away.
That's right.
And if you have a question for Dara, please text it in at 850-437-1620. I know she'll do your best to answer it.
Yes.
And we'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. Good morning. Thanks for listening to Pep Talk this morning. Pepsicola's expert panel with Meg. And I have an expert here that I've had the pleasure of knowing for a couple of years now. Dara Flanagan is here with us.
Woo-hoo.
And she's speaking on behalf of the American Legion post number
378 Gulf Breeze.
Okay. So now let's get to this event because we talked a little bit about the history of the American Legion. But now I want to hear about this upcoming event, which sounds like a blast.
We are so excited. This is our fourth year doing it. It is the fourth annual Childhood Cancer Awareness Rally and Ride.
Okay.
So, and what that means...
Yeah, to define rally and ride.
September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, which is gold for the children. And the story behind why we do this is very touching and poignant for all of us that are members. Our former commander and his lovely wife, Dan and Amy Brunner, they had a child, Bailey, who unfortunately passed from childhood cancer when she was 14.
Oh, gosh.
In 2016 is when she passed. And so when they became members of the post, they were looking for a way to honor Bailey, a way to help the families of people who are going through this devastating illness and potential, you know, loss that none of us can ever understand.
Well, children, I mean, it's bad enough when it's an adult, but when it's a child, they're just so helpless. That's the hard part.
I was just thinking about that on the way over. Actually, right now, as we're speaking, my husband is getting treatment for cancer.
Oh, and, Dara.
So it's, you know, and I, considering what I've been dealing with for the last 6 weeks, and both of us and the whole family, The idea of it happening with a child or someone's child is incomprehensible, what that must be like.
Yeah.
And so because they, Dan and Amy know, and because they have wonderful hearts, they approached the Legion about doing this event. And you hear a lot about different rides for charities, but this is a totally different experience than anything that you would regularly see on one of these charitable bike rides. And that's because it's truly focused on the children and the cause in a different way besides just raising money.
Gotcha.
So registration starts on September 6th at 9:30, and we're going to caravan to a couple of different locations. We invite motorcycles. We invite cars. We invite Jeeps. We love to have the Jeeps in the caravan.
Right.
Classic cars.
Okay.
Kind
convertibles.
Yeah, absolutely. and we go, the Gulf Breeze Police will escort us to.
Where does it start? Where do you register?
It starts at the Legion at 4656 Gulf Breeze Parkway.
Okay.
We have an opening where Dan shares a lot of the story of his and Amy's journey with Bailey. And we then get in our caravan and we go to Graffiti Bridge.
And what time does it start? So
registration's at 9:30. We leave at 11 o'clock.
11, okay.
It's called Kickstands Up.
Okay.
For those of you that are not familiar, I had to learn a lot when I got involved with this.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Kickstands Up. I love it. Kickstands Up at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And then the first part of the caravan goes to Graffiti Bridge, which has been painted gold in honor of Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. There are also some of the names of children who have unfortunately passed.
Yeah.
When we get there, Rally Foundation speaks, Dan and Amy speak, but the most important thing is that we have a speaker that is a family going through cancer with their child
right now,
and is part of Rally Foundation.
I see. Okay.
They come up and they speak about their journey, and they speak about Rally and how it impacts their journey, and you know, kind of just gives everyone a moment to really process what we're doing, and that is followed by a moment of silence, and then we do a big group picture there of everybody that's there, and then from there. My favorite part is then we go to the Studer Family Foundation Children's Hospital at Ascension. And all of the children who are undergoing treatment for cancer come down to the Green Hut Auditorium, which Rally decorates beautifully in gold and balloons. And they come with their families, and then we come in and we bring them games and toys and anything that they could need to help their treatment be better.
Right.
We've brought underwear. We've brought Game Boys.
Everything's needed. Yeah.
PlayStations and bikes.
Aww.
And we have on the wall of the post a beautiful golden wooden ribbon that our member made for us. We call him the Silver Fox.
Oh, okay.
His name is Ron. And it's got items that everyone can purchase there.
Oh, okay.
So we can do, everyone takes a different card with a different thing on it. And then we.
Kind of like an angel tree sort of thing.
It's exactly like an angel tree, but specific to these needs. And while we're there, the Gulf Breeze High School Jazz Band plays.
Cool.
And there's cookies and punch. And we're going to, this year, we're very excited. A representative from the city of Pensacola will be joining us to read a proclamation in honor of this rally and ride in the American Legion.
So cool.
It's very exciting. We're always thrilled when we, you know, the entire community gets on board. And then after we spend some really meaningful time with the children and their families, that are able to, along with all of the people involved, we all go back to American Legion Post 4656.
Mm-hmm.
We do a giant cookout.
Fun.
We have raffles and 50-50s and a silent auction and specials and vendors and activities for children and live music. And it goes until 7 o'clock at night. So
this is all happening on Saturday,
September 6th.
So how can I help? Okay, two ways. So I know you've got some sponsorships, so talk about that real quick. But also, if I can't be at the run, can I donate anything? Or
absolutely.
Tell me how I can help.
Absolutely. So we do have a few sponsorships left. We only have one large sponsorship left. That is the $2,500 Memorial Ride sponsorship, which we name the ride after your company. And you get extensive marketing and advertising benefits. And then we also have my favorite levels, which is the $250 Yellow Ribbon sponsorship. And that is ideal for small businesses who want to get their name out. It comes with a vendor booth, and it includes some shirts for the ride and some different amenities that we include with that, and Facebook time and all of that stuff. And then we also have $100 sponsorships, which is more of an individual sponsorship. We've had several people who just wanted to donate. And so they are supporter sponsors and awareness sponsors. And so we have an unlimited number of those. So we are very much counting on our community to come through for that. But also we need raffle items donated. So we can make those raffle baskets. So all the proceeds goes to the fundraiser. The only thing that we spend money on is the actual supplies that we need and signage and things like
that. So how do I get in touch with you to do that? Is that on your website or?
We have a Facebook page. Look us up.
Okay.
And the event has its own Facebook page. Get in touch or you can reach out to me. Daraflanagan at gmail.com.
All right. We'll be back with Dara in just a couple minutes with some final details about the big rally coming up, fourth annual, coming up on Saturday, September 6th. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this morning, Dara Flanagan is here with the American Legion Post 378 in Gulf Breeze. Big event coming up September 6th. This sounds like a blast.
It's great. It's family friendly. It's if you only want to come to the after party, it's $15 to eat.
Yeah,
but all the activities
like
are free. And we're very excited.
So it's called the fourth annual Childhood Cancer Awareness Rally and Ride, and it's benefiting the Rally Foundation in Pensacola and being sponsored and organized by Dara, of course, and all of the team at the American
Post. We have a whole committee. I am a very small part of a very large team. Everyone in the Post gets on board.
Which sounds great.
Yes, absolutely. We're so excited. We really want to invite the community to come out and, you know, support these families, give them some time away from the diagnosis, away from the treatment. Give them a moment to just have fun, like a a family that's not underneath all of this stress and all of this, you know, horrific experience that they're going through. And that's really also what it's about, is to give those parents, the whole family, the brothers, the sisters, all a little break from reality to come and just enjoy themselves for an afternoon.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful agenda for the day. It is a bike ride and or caravan of vehicles.
Yes, caravan of vehicles. I don't want everybody to think it's just a bike ride, because it's not.
Yeah, so you're not able to register in advance, but you can go that morning, 9:30, and give us the address again, the starting point.
4656 Gulf Breeze Parkway.
Okay, and is there a phone number where we can get more info?
850-465-565-4365.
Okay, one more time.
850-565-4365.
All right. Dara Flanagan.
Thank
with
you.
American Legion Post 378, the big fourth annual Childhood Cancer Awareness Rally and Ride coming up on Saturday, September 6th. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you
all
for
you
having
do.
Me.
Thanks to everybody listening from the Post. We appreciate all that you've done
Hi,
for
everybody.
Our community. Y'all are awesome. Thanks. This
Thank
is Pep
you.
Talk.